Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The American economy, the jobs report, Wall Street Journal reporting. Economy's soft landing comes into view as job growth slowly descends. Subhead, hiring moderated from earlier this year and recent months. November gains boosted by return of striking auto workers. I welcome Gene Marks, the small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper UK and US edition, as well as the Philadelphia Inquirer, and he writes for a number of distinguished publications we will mention. Right now, however, we're keen on the jobs number because the metaphor soft landing suggests the worst is over. However, Gene, a very good evening to you. You've been very keen on watching the economy slow down because the business of America is small business. And there have been discouraging numbers these last months. When you heard this number within these last hours, were you encouraged or did you say more of the same? Good evening to you.
Hey, John. How could you not be encouraged? The job numbers continues to be, they've been strong all year and they've continued to be strong. Another 199,000 jobs added, a reduction in the unemployment rate. Yes, there are certain, outlying factors here. The return of the auto workers is one, even the return of the actors and the writers from those strikes. There's seasonal hirings that are included in here because it's Christmas. Christmas time. So, those are sort of like, outlying, which do get figured into the, to the calculation, but 199,000 jobs added is great. I was just, you were probably going to talk about this anyway, but, just last weekend I was out speaking to, a group of people in the furniture industry, both retailers and manufacturers and suppliers. And what was unique about that group, John, is that it was a combination of them all. Sometimes I speak to just retailers or sometimes just manufacturers. But here is a group of them all in the industry. And like I hear from most of the places I've gone to, like 2023 was a good year, and they're all still uncertain and concerned about 2024. And the job increases are an encouraging sign that people are still hiring. Small businesses, it was evidenced in an article in the Wall Street Journal just last week, and what I'm seeing, but they're the ones with the most open jobs, even though unfilled jobs, are dropping, to about 8 million right now. They're still well above what they were during the Trump administration. So there's a lot of businesses still looking for employees, and most of them are small businesses. So that's all well and good. I mean, they're coming off. The only thing that concerns me, and the only thing that I warned about when I spoke to this group, John, is that it's all about the consumer. We have to watch how consumer confidence, consumer spending goes. Wages are catching up with inflation, but inflation has still been exceeding wages. Household wealth dropped more than $1 trillion last quarter. Consumer confidence has dropped as well. Our major bank CEOs and retail CEOs have publicly issued warnings about softening in demand and an increase in credit card delinquencies and auto loan delinquencies. So I just caution small businesses that although it's great that they're hiring right now, it is a 2024 is going to be an interesting year because if the consumer runs out of gas, then that will just have its effects across the entire economy, and suddenly we're going to be seeing jobs going away because businesses don't have the demand that justifies employing people. So yes, it's good news for the economy now. I'm happy about that, but the question is, can the consumer sustain this throughout 2024? And I'm keeping a close eye on it.
An analysis I read earlier, Gene, anticipating this jobs number, was that employers, and this would apply especially to small business employers, are reluctant to give up the hires they know they need when and if business comes back. They're tightening their belts but not firing people. Now, that would be true for specialty trades such as furniture and manufacturing, carpenters and finishers on the line. Did you hear from them that they're holding on to more staff than perhaps they would otherwise?
Yeah, without question. If there's one thing that my smartest clients and people in my community and people that are in the audience, over the last weekend, they tell me is that, they've learned that you can't replace great talent. I mean, I know it's kind of trite to say, everybody's used to say, like, your people are your number one asset, but people get so concerned about, like, oh, we're going to lose, employees, jobs are going to go away because of AI and technology and this and that or whatever. But, people that are running businesses know that employees are their biggest assets. The other thing that, people should know about small businesses compared to large corporations, because I work with a number of large corporations. I just know for a fact, John, that if the largest companies in this country were to cut their workforces by 10%, I don't even think they would see an impact of it. They wouldn't even know the difference. There's a lot of fat in those companies. And I think those companies are going to have a lot of pressure from their shareholders to cut some of that fat if demand starts slowing. But that fat doesn't exist in small businesses. You get rid of 10% of your employees when you're a 20-person company. That has an enormous effect on your business. So small businesses are much, much more motivated to keep their employees, particularly their good employees, employed. Larger companies can afford to shed some of those employees. And that's why we're seeing small businesses not only retaining their employees, going to great lengths to do that, but also really keeping an eagle eye out for good talent and paying for it, because they know how much a good, a good employee contributes to their business.
At the same time, we're seeing innovation, and Gene and I have enjoyed a video made for the Wall Street Journal. It's on the site now, about manufacturing cars. I believe that's Hyundai manufacturing them in Singapore, in the big city, by robotics, entirely by robotics, as I could tell, but there were human beings wandering around. The hospital the plant looked good enough to be a hospital, like an operating room. The robots included a dog that walked around and watched workers do the right thing. So kind of a patrol dog.
Sure.
The whole thing was a combination, Gene, of science fiction and where we're headed. And I didn't see anybody losing their jobs. I saw a whole new industry of building those robots, designing those robots, and maintaining them.
There's no question about it. I mean, people get scared. They think of Will Smith, an iRobot. There's going to be armies of robots. And listen, I mean, there is that thing out there about robots being used for military use, and that's a whole other issue altogether. But you and I are talking about business right now, and robotics themselves are commonplace in large auto manufacturing facilities, warehouses. Amazon itself is an absolute employer of robots. But this doesn't stop companies from looking for good employees. What these robots do is they make these facilities safer. They help with the production. They're monitoring things. They can move things around. There's autonomous vehicles in warehouse that moves things around. There's drone robots that are visually looking out for any type of problems, counting inventory, looking for safety issues. These all help employees and make warehouses that much more efficient. They complement them, which is great. You mentioned this one with the Hyundai plant. If you're listening to this and you just have a few free minutes, I mean, go onto YouTube and search for Boston Dynamics. That is one of the leading American robotic companies in the country, and I always refer to them. They have some hilarious, great videos available showing actual robots picking up and moving things around, working on construction sites, working in warehouses, on command. They're getting better and better and better. Robotics is definitely a part of the future, and it's not just going to be Hyundai and Amazon using it. Within the next 5 to 6 years, we'll be seeing the cost of this technology come down to the point where a lot of smaller companies will be able to buy this stuff and put it into action, and that will help them out a lot.
Gene Marks is a small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. And he writes for other distinguished publications. We're going to a column he's penned recently in The Hill about Mr. Biden's presentation through the first 3 years of his administration for small business. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.